Kurzarches, Sif Chav Dalet.
I just have one clarification. Minigaya, finishing up the sugya of nails. Kaiba says that nails are not a chatzitza. Even though it's the cuts, it's very, very long. It's not going to be a problem. They're more brought down. The minig is that since it's noigin, the minig is that you're supposed to cut your nails. And therefore, the Ramah says that. Since the minig is to do your nails, even if there's one nail, you have to go in and do another tefillah. So machlekes shach mataz. What he said it is the shach taz says as the ravon and the kolam and the cuts is dummy. Granted, it's aimed to be cut off. Therefore, it's like an extra thing. Therefore, it's considered. Therefore, it's a problem. I'm thinking the taz says he said it is that it's a chashash that's not naki and therefore it's going to be a chetzitza. In Sivchav Aleph, we discussed about if you have a hanging nail, that we said that it's perish muta, it's going to be chetzetzas. If it's perish ruba, it's not going to be chetzetzas. What's the difference between muta and ruba? We said the mahalchim is the mahalach because the water doesn't get in there. The shach brings down the lemaisa, since the minig is like sivchav aleph, they always have to, that's always going to be chetzitza, the minig is always have to take off your nails. So even if it's going to be perisha ruba, which Mechayar passes is not going to be chetzetzes, zuck the shach, it's anyhow going to be chetzetzes, because you have the minig of the Ramah, that you're supposed to take off your nails, and therefore, if you didn't do it, it's going to be chetzetzes. The Rambam is not mechalik between perisha muta and perisha ruba. He says it's not going to be chaitzis at all. And the Lechet Simla says that b'diavad, if it was lonsa, you could samech on the Rambam, and you would not have to go back to the mikvah. So we discussed the shayla at the beginning of the sugya. So I'm going to clarify it in terms of a lady goes to the mikvah, and she comes back, and her nail. While she's getting dressed, her nail gets stuck on her stockings or gets stuck on her finger. What's going to be the halacha in that situation or not? What? So after finishing the sugya, after learning the sugya, just done. And number one, in terms of the nails being straight on Shabbos, we saw what's the halacha on Shabbos? Somebody forgets to cut their nails, so it says the chachila. What do you do? You get a goy. The chachila, the goy should do bite it. Do it with a shinoi. So whenever you're biting it with it. The nails are not going to be so straight when you bite your nails, right? Just those you bite your nails, take a look. For that cloud, it's not going to be so straight, it's not going to be so thin. So we see that stamazai. It doesn't have to be so straight in order for it to be okay, even if it's not mamish perfect, straight.
It's also more likely for
rejection. Okay, we're saying, but we see it doesn't have to be mamish, neat, and perfect for it to be good. Well, what do you say? Okay, I know why people like the nails to be straight, and we're saying biting it works. So if it's the lady who bites her nails, okay, but normally she doesn't bite the nails, here she's cutting her nails, and still we see it's going to be good. Vice to choice, what do we see? It's muchach, that if it's not an extra part of the nail, and it's past the area of, shalai, can I get a buster? It's not, it's you know, it's the part which is not going to be, if stuff is there, it's not going to be chatzitza. Even if it's not mamish perfectly good, it's not going to be chasitza. Why? Like we said, it's very that the pshat is part of the guf, and it's a chilek of the guf, and we're not going to don it out. It's part of the guf. We're not going to don immediately chatzitza. We saw if somebody has a wart. A wart, we said, is not considered chasitza. We saw from lechem similar, even if you have das to cut off, it's not considered chasitza. Why? Because it's a chilek of your body. Once it's a chilek of your body, even if you have das to cut off, it's not considered chasitza. So to benils, once you're at the point which it's naturally, can I get a buster? Then it's not going to be a chasitza, even if the person would normally want to take it off. But once you're shlei, can I get a buster? We see that's not going to be considered a chasitza. So I mentioned something from Rabbi Berkowitz. A shayla Rabbi Berkowitz had a lady, her nail got caught in the stockings and he sent her back. The pshat in that story was, is that he's going farkat. He wasn't coming along saying a chumra, he's saying more akula. In Sivchav Beis, we saw that in Sivchav Alv, we saw that the Tziparim, which is Pirish, there's a chilek in Muta and Ruba. Muta is Mechitzetzes, Ruba is not Mechitzetzes. So Pashas, the Tziparim, which is Pirish, Muta, what's going to be the halacha? You have to go to Belka the Mikvah. What's the halacha by Lansa? According to Mechaber? I lost everyone? Pirish and Muta, according to Mechaber, Lansa, what do you do? What? What is that? The Pirshim Muta, you have to go back, Mechaber says, right? Pirshim Muta says, the part of the nail comes off, and it's hanging a little bit. Pirshim Muta, Mechaber pass. Did I lose everyone?
Yeah. If you pass like
then go in. What? When it's hanging. It's Pirshim Muta, part of it is off. It's cut off, half on, half off. Mechaber says over there you have to go back to the mikveh. Why? Let's say it'll go not like Taz, Beseisif, whether the word doesn't go in, or that area is, since there's Pirshim Muta, or let's say the Beseisif Nasach is. Even though normally the Katsis is not a problem, but if it started coming off, so then, Omer LeKatzis would be a problem since it started coming off. No, it started, a chelik of it already is off. If it's part of the body, the fact that I want to cut it off, I plan on cutting off, that's not going to make a difference. Mashenke, if it's something which already started coming off already, so then already, it's like the base case, you have to be choshish for it. So, Mechaber Paskin is about some hanging nail, you have to go back to mikvah once, you have to go back. Zakta lechem is similar. B'di'evet, because some of the Hashita is a Rambam. The Rambam says, it's not mechalik to Pirshim, but Pirshim. Rubim mechalik, not like the Shita's ha-mechaber. So Rick was just saying over that, the whole lumpness of lechem is similar to the Rambam. What's found in the Rambam? The Rambam says that even Pirshim Yuta is not going to be considered chatzitza. Why is it not considered chatzitza? You're not makbid, you don't care about it, it's going to be okay. If it's Pirshim Yuta and it's getting caught in her stockings, so with there, you're not going to have that lechem is similar. What?
Hanging? Nail is hanging?
You cut it and it's half on, half off.
It's not half on. No, it's not just protruding a drop.
In the wait, sir?
It's protruding a drop. It's a sharp nail.
I'm telling you what the case is now. I'm, what? I'm clarifying it.
Oh.
What? All right. What do you say?
That changes everything.
Yeah.
If it's just sharp,
we have a color right from the case. When you're buying your nails, we see color, it's good. Nothing to talk about, right? We see it's okay. What do you say? Why? We see the Mechaber, like the Mordechai says, in the Kotzeis, it's not going to be a problem. If it's Pirshim Miuta, it's part of it, it's hanging, and it's half on, half off. Over there, Mechaber says you have to go back. The Lechem similar saying, but it's okay, you're on the Rambam. The whole word of the Rambam is, like the basis says, he goes, you're not makbid. If it's a Pirshim Muta and it's getting stuck in your stockings, so then you are makbid. Then over there we're going to be makbid and you have to go back. I feel lunch and again.
Why don't you have to go back?
Because it's a chelik of the body, and being that it's a chelik of the body, just like we saw, what? Even though you're makbid, just like we saw, what? Pirshim Miuta. Ruba is any chesed stamazai. You have a shach. You mark on the nail, but who cares? Just like the yabelis, you mark with. It's part of your body. It's okay. Just like the case of the Mordechai, the Mechaber. It's oimel lekatzitz. It's very long. You don't want it there. It's not considered chatzitza. Being that's part of your body, then it's going to be okay. When it's Pirshim Miuta already, then that's where the psak was. Okay. No. The case was Pirshim Muta. Change in the case. Change the case. I said the case was. Sharp nail is fine. We have a couple of rides. It's fine. Right now we finish.
What's the couple of rides that we have?
What? Five to Africa, depending on where it is, what it is, depending on where it is. Everything.
What's the rise that we have?
We have the Yabelis is a raya, the ward you're planning on cutting it off.
You're planning on cutting it, so I mean the concept, why do you?
Yabelis, I'll see planning coming. Okay, weiter. Okay, we have a lot to do over here. Okay, Sifchav Dalan. So the sugya of that has to be Roy Levi Yismayim. She went to mikvah and she found etzem eshenev. It's right to vilacheres. He says you need another tefillah. The Gemara says that neither bias mayim lebina, even though you only bias mayim in the base of starim, but you need royal bias mayim. You need royal bias mayim in order for it to be good. So the anything which is based on starim, even though you want to have water come to the pile, let's be royal bias mayim. And nechaku arishenim. Whether this is a dindaraisa or it's going to be a dindarabon. And places over there, the mashamoisa place is a dindaraisa, he makes a drush out of it. He said, how's the mashamo royal bias mayim? You need mayim, you only royal bias mayim, and he makes a drush out of it. that he says, how do you need to write? It's not Yisrael Mishum. Ksev Rachas Kabbas Sari Mashma Fil Beis Starim. Ksev Yada Vayada Vayaf Kol Evray My Beis Starim. So you have a Reba and a Mia. Therefore, we say it has to be Royal Beis Mayim. Chol Pachas Mayim to be in Beis Mayim. So the Shmaya Zayis says the Din of Royal Beis Mayim is going to be Din Derais. The Ritva on the other hand says Ermei Ben Humin Darabana Baalmi. It's the Darabanan. Hoyland, what? It's only Darabanan. What's the Hezber in the Darabanan? It's like the Ritva. Hoyland Tuma Dina Kegalim in a Torah. Since for Tuma it's going to be Ksid Galim in a Torah. Therefore, Shavir Darabanan the entire Namik Kegali. Since Klape Tuma it's Gali. So too, if a person wouldn't need to wash the area which is Bias Mayim, a person would think it's Klape Tuma Nakagali, therefore they're going to be Goyser. So if we go, if we get to Etzim Gedarim, Zichin Yosef and Simon Tass or Yod can ask the Vei Soyster Kashas Seytar Chavikim brings it down that what's the whole Nidin of in terms of the Beis HaStarim having a Chasitza there, L'chayra and Moses is going to be a Miot. Midraisi, you need Rav. Darbanan, you just Midraisi is Tali and Rav. So let's go to Toysi Shishita. Midraisi is a Din that you have to have Rav L'Bias Mayim and it's going to be a problem. What's the whole Shaila of Midraisi? The whole time Midraisi, the only thing is Mak is going to be a problem. It's something which is going to be a Rubei HaMakbid and Miot is not going to be a problem. So therefore, what's the whole sugya of need Rav L'Bias Mayim? L'Chayra, every single time, all the bases starm are areas which are not a Rav. It's only a miyot, so therefore, what's the yisad of David? They're going to have really be a smayim by the base of star. This is Zakhtar Zuchin Yosef. Yes, the chalak. How can it's the right? Let's go. What? Sorry, second. This is Zuchin Yosef says yisad of David is that yes, the chalak between chetzitza and to be not be considered you're in the water. He says there's a difference between some. There are certain things which are in the water because of chetzitza. There's certain things which it's not considered that it's in the water. If you have an area which is not royal bias mayim, it's not possible the water to get in. So we down a kilo, it's not nechshav that the water could get there. We don't, and kilo we down, it's not considered in the water. Therefore, he said the sort of dava of every base of storm is the pshat is we down that kilo the water can get there, and it's kilo you weren't toiv with that chilek of the body. And about that, every single part of the body is ma'akev v'tfilo, and that's the sort of dover of a basis star. And the Siddhi Tyrants, Chav Gimel, towards the end, it's Chelek, brings on Zichin Yosef, Zichin brings on many things he doesn't agree with, and the Havana of the Siddhi Tyrant learns that, and Chanami, they just come and negate Siruf, that Avada, the Chiddush of Royal B'yas Mayim is that it's part of the Gulf, and it's Gimel Starf, and if you have 50-50, and now you have a Chetzitza on the area which is Bifnim, therefore that's going to tip the chetzitza. Now it's going to end up being roiv. So kitzav vei soistik machlekes. What's the who you said a dover rebbe bias mayim? Is the said a rebbe bias mayim, which is megal. That area also needs to be to is part of the chetzitza cheshbin, and therefore if it's going to be a chetzitza there, it could end up tipping the roiv. Or is the Seira Dover is that it's not considered in the Mayim, and therefore that's the reason why it's going to be considered a Chetzitza. Skitza, we said in Mechloikas, Toysa is Deraisa, and the Ritva says is Derabanan. Why is it Derabanan, Zak, the Ritva? Because since Megay Tyrus is considered Kigali, so Tovir is going to be considered Kigali. The lesson of the Shita Leinan Ami is, he says that it's not clear it was Deraisa Derabanan, but he says over here that Shane is Tamil in Tfila, my time being in the Rayla Chomayim, Yishlemer, Zimun de Megali. It says the Geder of Rayla Bias Mayim, Zakhtashita, is that it has to be something which is sometimes Begali. If it's something which will never be Begali, the Mashmais of the Shita is that that would not be considered based on Starm, and that would be considered more inside, and that's something which is considered, but it's something which is considered Lua. So Nedibud and Shuvah says that. The question was, you have a tabas inside, and the question is that considered a chesitza, not considered a chesitza? He says that there are three things. There's the body, something which is open. There's beis hastar, which is Rayla Bias Mayim, and there's something which is further inside, which we're not need Bias Mayim. We're not need Bias Mayim, we need anything. He says, Avshul Muslim Shtama, Umistaver, how do we know such thing as this? He says, it's Pashat Asfara. Ain't so Haraya, I don't have to be a Raya, this is a concept, it's Pashat that there's some point in the body which is not going to be a problem. Person who eats, there's food in the stomach, and why is it considered a chatzitza? Elamai, there's some level which we say bechlal, it's no sheiches, and therefore it's not going to be considered a problem. Now the question is, what's going to be the geder adavar? What point do we say it's called beis hasdarim? At what point are we going to say that's called balua? It's all the inside, and it's going to be mutter. And the Rishonim Achronim seems to be the three different approaches to the approaches to it. Well, let's start with the Rishonim, then we'll go to the Achronim. Each Achronim have a base av in the Rishonim. The Ritva seems to say that what? What's the gather of davar? What's the gather of balua? And what's the gather of beis hasdarim? The gather of beis hasdarim is something which we galilei in tuma. That's the gather. The whole reason why the answer is something which is a gather in tuma is something which would not be galilei in tuma. Then it would not need something which is roi the beis mayim, and you'd have to know tuma v'tayra, what's called tuma blua and what's not called tuma blua, and that would be the gather according to the ritva. According to the shita lenei de lemi, what's the gather going to be? Something which is pamim, which is going to be gali. Something which is never ever going to be gali, according to the shita, will come out. Kipshutai, that's not called beis hasdarim. As to something which is I'm all gully. If it's not, if it never be gully, then it would not be considered right of beis hasdarim. Tosfos Rashi needed that sav mavavam alaf. I'm not sure we have it on the pages over here. We don't have need over here. Tosfos Rashi needed that sav mavavam alaf says that you need right of beis mayim. What needs right of beis mayim? Any area where the water could go. If it's area which the water could go in, then it needs roi l'beis mayim. If it's area where the water can't get to, then you're not going to need roi l'beis mayim. So anywhere technically where the water technically go into, it needs l'beis mayim. If it's inside the gulf, a point where the water doesn't go to, then that will not be considered roi l'beis mayim. That's all in the Rishonim. In the Achronim, all these three approaches are mentioned in the Divrei Achronim. The Nei de Behuda and his Tshuva Samach Dalet, and also in the other one was Kaflamet Dalet, Kaflamet Hey. That he's going with the gather is that it's Tali and Balua versus not Balua, and something which is all the inside that's considered Balua, if something not all inside is not considered Balua, and something which is further outside that's considered a base, that's not considered base of Starm. The name really goes more of a gather is it something where a person goes to or not? He's talking about the tabas. Is it makom shashamish dash? Then we're not going to call it balua in the body. If it's the area which the shamish doesn't even go there, even gemar bia, then it's not going to be chaitzis because that's already considered blue in the body. And then he uses havon is in terms of do you go there sometimes? You don't go there sometimes. If you go there sometimes, then it's considered not balua in the body. If it's somewhere where the person does not go, then it will not be considered gali or not. The Nehuda is coming lafuke from the Shoyel, which is Kavegan Samsama brings it down, which is the opinion of the Chavetz Das, that the Shoyel want to say that maybe the gather is tali weather. Does water normally go there or not? If it's irish, the water goes there, then that's considered based on star. If the water does not go there, then it's going to be considered gali. Therefore, the Shoyel want to say by a tabas, it's not going to be a problem. Why is it going to be a problem? Because water doesn't go all the way inside the lady's body, where the tabas goes, and therefore it should not be a problem. So the Yehuda says, even though it's a very nice svara, he says that where is that lesson? But he says that he doesn't have a machalik in the Beis Achitzon between Makam and Makam. After the Mustaver, oh, there it is. Come on, Emi Yodin Al-Khalish Chilik becomes Beis Astarim. He says we don't have the Koyach to go ahead and be machalik Chilik and becomes Beis Astarim, being Makam and Makam, and if he wants to be Chilik. And Akivege also brings down this sad that could be it's totally in Makam, a place where water normally goes. That's the gather of Beis Astarim. And that's the opinion of, it's really the opinion of the Chavetz Das. The Sivas, that it's totally in a place where water goes, which does have a base of the Mishnah. So Tais Rosh Hashanah Bavam Alf says it. The last Mahalach we mentioned, the Shita and Lelemi, who says that the Gadir is where there's Pamim Maguli. Those of you remember the Kivegan Sif Yud. Kivegan Sif Yud says that a lady goes to the mikveh and she has in her nose, she has things there. So Zaka Kivega. You have a problem. And he says that if it's Tvuka, so Kiveger over there in Sefio seems to be going together more the Shita. It's something which is Pamim Gully. If it's not Pamim going to be Gully, then it's not going to be a problem. Shtikla, Kivega and Simsamah does not seem to go with that at all. In the case of Tabas, you know, the whole Shmuz Raya Tabas, if you go together of the Shita, the something which is Pama Magali, then it doesn't really start. The whole Oisei Makim is never Pama Magali. That's something which the person sees. That whole conversation doesn't start according to the Shita, according to the Kivager and Sefiot. So all the Achoyim of Sefiot and Yehuda, which are having that whole discussion, Tabas, Chitzis, not Chitzis, they're Sakana, a long time, Makim Shamash Dash, Nag Shamash Dash, are not going with this keder of Pamum Gully, Pamum Nakali, and they seem to be going that more together as one of the other two ways, either place where a person goes, or place where the water goes. It's a little bit complicated, because definitely the Minigo Elam is to be some kind of Kivigar and Sefiud in terms of that he goes to the mikvah, and it was inside the shampoo nose properly. And if it's not on the outside, you can't see it. The gather dovers were like, would you see it when I'm looking at you, right? The part which I can see, that would be considered chatzitza. And once it's further inside, the part which a person doesn't see would not be considered chatzitza. On one hand, that doesn't have a shtickle like a kiveger. On the other hand, the kids tabas, since the older gather chunim did not seem to want to be semich on it. And like we said, like Tabas Acher is a raya. The whole case of Tabas is something which is never ever begali, and still all the Achrayim are natsal. What's the together? He's saying because the Limit Hashar is that says that it's considered blua. He's not just saying, yeah, but he's not just saying of, what you're saying doesn't really mean that's called blua. He says, Masha Bechlal Aguf. The card over inside is, he calls it. Esar Israel, I want to say that maybe the gather dover is like something which, like in your nose, since it's like part of your body, so we're not so makbid. Something which is dover chitzayni, maybe you are makbid. The exact gather is not a 100%. Yeah, not such a gather dover bar. So Shavuos comes up. A lady goes to the mikveh, and after she realizes she left the bedikah cloth inside of it. Or she put in the bike and she left it there for 7 days. And the shaila is Heichu Dani La'Adina. What do you say?
Where was it?
She left the bedikah cloth inside. She put in the mic and she left it there. Forgot about it. Went to the mikvah. And what do you say? She forgot about it. That's dirty. And stomach's like it on me. So first, I have to make sure it's clean. It's a mic for 7 days. That could be an echad davar gadol mizeh. But we have to make sure it's clean. Fine. The seder. So the shaila is in terms of what's going to be lach in that. Shuvus ma'asham chelik alf simukut tzadik tes. He writes that, not sure if it's Davik or not Davik. He doesn't know whether it worked to get through or not through. Doesn't really know what's called Relabi Asmayim or not called Relabi Asmayim. Not 100% clear. He says, we're dealing, what's the shadow of, what type of shadow are we dealing with? He says, we're dealing with a Mir Amakbid, which is Darabanan. We're dealing based on starim. Chazilat strufa shita saritva. That's only derabanan. Chazilat strufa. He writes. Not sure. It's chazilat strufa. He writes the ritva. That's going to be derabanan. Therefore, being that maybe dealing with trade derabanan, safik yesh makam lahakel by trade derabanan b'makam safik. Shei Levi writes in Shuvah Chilik Beis and Shati Kama Pamim of ladies leaving in the Bedika that Noigim Lahakal like the Masham. Sorry, Masham is by Lansa. I forgot to mention it's by Lansa. About it before Lansa, you have to go back. We're talking about by Lansa. Shevi writes in Shati Chilik Beis writes Gat Shem many times. Noigim Lahakal like the Shitis Masham by Lansa. Loy Lansa, you have to go back. One time he writes is a lady who has very, very, very nervous and that's a bit very, very, very nervous, and by sending her back, who knows what's going to be? So he's making a feel loy lansa, but he writes otherwise meligan laka lansa as opposed to loy lansa.
As far as because water could get there,
maybe water could go through. We don't know. It's not clear. Trey darbanan. We would start that maybe it's darbanan. We would start if that's going to be a makbid. Trey darbanan. Based on storm, we see either way. Even if the race is more kal from the whole chavhei chavav. So it definitely is more kali when it rises to a different level, and therefore, even though she's makbid, water gets through, it doesn't make a difference. We can also admit starve me Ramesha. Ramesha says that something which is not dovek, if it's just sitting there, you have to know whether Ramesha says, why are we doing it based on starve? If it's just sitting there, it's not dovek, because it's true for Yigam Ramesha, and Yesh Makkah.
The water goes through.
No, Ramesh is that the two types of chetzitzas. Maybe we'll get to it. He says that the lum is the basic stomach chetzitzas. I've had the etzem, you're makbid in the water, and the water doesn't go through, but the zak pada, which is not tavik, is not the zak pada, and it's going to be okay. Same halacha come out.
It's not a.
No, we don't have. Right.
It doesn't go
so. What? What? The mic? No, your finger is probably low. Her finger just. What's smaller? What's bigger? Her finger or the Ava when it's hard? Ava's much bigger, I'm saying. But, I don't have time to discuss now. You know, the show which. What's happening every Monday and Thursday and doesn't happen anymore is the lady is living in the Nova Ring and lady goes to the mikveh and after she left the Nova Ring she forgot to take it out and what's going to be a lachlum, we'll have to come back. The next tank was running out of time. All the time was happening at the beginning. Now, it's not kosher to create a setter. No. Fine. So the Chavi says you have to tzarech lichutz shineh. Today's Monday, right? Okay. You have to go ahead and hack if the IUD is balua, it's all the way up. If somebody has an IUD or somebody has a hetter from a rod for birth control, it's all the way up and it's not a problem. The chaver passes, you have to IUD, no. Nova ring, yeah, IUD, no. IUD is further up and it's balua. The chaver says you have to lock it in actually, and then the shum daver chitzitz, shum tavin, shum tavin. You have to go ahead and take off anything which is chaytzitz, because if you go to the mikveh and it's something which is chaytzitz, you're not going to be yotzei tefillah. Nechru the bach and the shach. The chiyuv, the inyan of doing your nails, is that a chiyuv or that just inyan ba'etzat toiva? The shabach is just etzat toiva. Sorry, your mouth. The bach says to do your mouth and teeth, it's just etzat toiva. What's etzat toiva? Because if you find something over there, it's going to be chaytzitza. And that's something there won't be any chiyuv. He says, why should there be a chiyuv? And it's just a etza toiva ba'alma. The shach is chilek, this is kind of mashmais of the rush. That
is rushing, flossing, both?
The shach is chilek, and says the lesson of the rush is mashma, that's going to, it's not going to be a chiyuv. The dimion of the bach, the shchita, he says, not a rai. The bach would be rai by shchita. Shchita is an etza to check the knife. Why should you check the knife? Over there's Eitzah Teva, because if you check the knife at the end, then you end up passing everything to Mafreya. All the Shkidushes of Mafreya, therefore you should check it every once in a while to make sure, because if you check, and then only be possible from this man which you checked it. So the Shach says, not a Raya from over there. Over there, the Pshat is because being that there's a Chiv to check the knife, so therefore opinion is a chiv to check the knife. So therefore, we're saying check it earlier as opposed to later. Mash taken over here. That's something there wouldn't be a chiv later to do it. And therefore, he says it's not right from there. Therefore, the shach passes that there's a chiv to go ahead and clean your teeth. How much do you have to clean your teeth in terms of brushing? You have to brush. So, but etzem chiv is going to be what you normally do, what you and I guess most or what most normal people do in terms of cleaning your teeth. Whatever most normal you do, for sure you do, you have to do. If you're macbeth to floss every single night, then for sure you have to floss every single night. If you're macbeth just to brush, then you'd have to down. Well, most people do. Is there something in there which maybe is a chitzitza which most people macbeth on? And you have to down what most people do. And most people floss every night, then you'd have to floss every night. And most people do not floss every night. Then you would not have to floss every night. Now, when you're flossing, you have to make sure don't use dental floss. Dental floss rips, gets stuck in the teeth, and makes chassisa problems, and things which a person doesn't want it there. You have problems even with it's something called dental tape. Dental tape does not rip. And you should buy dental tape as opposed to dental floss, because dental floss... What? Whatever. We just want something, basically, which is not going to rip. And now. Why would you recommend it? Why? Right. No, I think some of most people do floss, I'm saying. I imagine. Yeah. Now the shayas. Yeah, the mice of the minig is they do floss their teeth. You know, they do floss their teeth before the mikvah. Well, mashal, if it's lal Shabbos, you're going to the mikvah, sorry, lal yontiv, lal Shabbos before, and you're going on Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos, which is yontiv. And so if you have the dental tape cut, so you can just floss your teeth then. But ladies, but people who are going to bleed, it's another problem. You can't really go ahead and floss your teeth. You're going to bleed. That's going to be a problem. So in that situation, that if you're not makbe normally, you don't normally floss your teeth. So you don't. What? So then cut it beforehand. Cut beforehand. Do rave people in Eretz Yisrael floss their teeth every single day? If you look at, I don't know, I would just guess when you look at older people when they smile, they have a lot of things like that. It would seem to be they don't take such good.
Sometimes we down the hook, sometimes we down the corner, sometimes we down the whole Eretz. Like, where do we?
What do you say? We're gonna have to cut whatever. But what? We'll come back to that in time. So that's better. Fine. Now the. The Ramah brings down that the minig is not to minig yaf. There's a minig brought down. You don't eat bus on the day you go into the mikvah because guns ben shenayim more than the eichel. And therefore, you should go ahead. And the minig is not to eat basar on the day of the mikvah. I recently got a shayla. She's on her way to the barbecue, family barbecue. And she's going to the mikvah.
Don't go to the barbecue.
Huh? What do you say?
She had hamburgers.
What?
Is ground meat different?
I said. I know. She says to me, like, I don't know. It's going to be very embarrassing. I don't know. Very, very embarrassing. Okay, so let's go to Allah. But there's a minute. No, the minute is not the bus or even going to clean your teeth because you're always cleaning. And if you're always cleaning your teeth, the minute is not the bus. So the person say, buster, chicken, or then chicken. Also, we don't eat. There's no collecting buster and chicken. Ground meat, the Sheva Levi writes. Well, the lashon anyway, it's nice. He says no, you can also even by ground meat. We're not machalik. I once got the shah. Can she have chicken? Can she have chicken soup?
This is not chicken.
Yeah, lechara that you could have. Lechara that you could have. Lechara that's something you could have. That's something which doesn't get stuck in between your teeth, and it's going to be okay. Now the etzem din is. The minig is dafka by busser. Lamais, like one of my friends said, that if they would have popcorn b'mei chazal, they would ask her 3 weeks before the lady goes to the mikvah. You know, there have been, unfortunately, many popcorn shaylos that in between the tea, popping out 2 weeks later. She hasn't had popcorn in 2 weeks. And now the question is, what do we do now? So, the kids are to stop. There's certain things, these are not etzim din, but just common sense. Things just get stuck in between your teeth, like popcorn, taffy, corn, celery, mango, you know, things which have long, strippy things get stuck in between your teeth, just common sense. A person should not eat those things on the day of the mikvah. The Taz, the ma'aseh b'diyaved, if a person did yes eat it, so the Taz says he could still go to the mikvah, it's not going to be ma'akev b'diyaved, and b'diyaved, she would be able to go ahead and go to the mikvah. Shabbos and Yontiv, Zok the Taz, the minhag is to eat basar, just afterwards be careful. Afterwards, be careful to clean it. What's the avart? It's being that the minhag is only making a regular normal case of makom mitzvah like Shabbos and Yontiv. The minhag is that we are going to be makel, and you're able to go ahead and eat. Just afterwards, clean your teeth. Now the question is, how far do we take it? What, you know, what goes into Shabbos and Yontiv? The place discussed. What about by Cholamoid? Cholamoid is need to have basari ayin. So the place will say, yeah, that's also considered a. That's also considered a Sudas Mitzvah. Purim, also we say that is considered as Indian. Purim is considered, Purim Day Akapanam will say, yeah, there's Indian Basri Yayin. We consider Purim Nainat. It's not, Purim Nainat, Purim Day. We consider it. Now there is somewhat of a vikuach on Sudas and Mitzvahs which are not Mitzvah V'Chavis Ayyoyim. And as tonight we're talking about Shabbos, Yontif, Cholamayid. As soon as Rishchaydes, not so much of Indian, no. You know. So something like a Siyam, something like a Penina Ben, or something like that. Sudas mitzvahs not mitzvah the Chavis Hayoyim. So there are some which want to be Machmer, sort of Shemar Vayashiv. He says that, number one, there's not much of a minhag for, and as much of a minhag on that. Shabbos, the whole minhag thing is a minhag. Shabbos, there never was a minhag, but something which is that Krayb Amameh, there was no such minhag. The Chiv is not as much as Shabbos and Yontif is a little over Chiv. And he wants to be Mach, but the Mice, I think that some of the place game is more, sorry, the minhag is more like Shevet Levi. Any Sudas Mitzvah, the Lach is that it's okay. And any and when you're going to be Mekel, Siyam, Bris, Penina Ben, and it's going to be okay. Somebody makes early Shabbos, the Siddur Torah discusses, Islamites. Somebody makes early Shabbos. Can she eat her Suda Shabbos or not? So he says, the Pais, the Siddur Torah is Machmir. He says, you shouldn't eat it. Shabbos, don't make it because of the Afshar. You could do
it. She's
going to make it Friday night. Says, we'll make it because of the Afshar, and you can't eat afterwards. Over here, what's possible to eat afterwards? Like the Siddur Torah, that one should not eat the Suda Shabbos. You should not eat the Suda Shabbos before. And the Shevet Levi wants to be makel if it's a matzav of busha or a mamash tzarech gadol. Maybe he wants to be makel and just go ahead and clean your teeth. You know, it's definitely not ideal to make early Shabbos in that situation and eat beforehand. But if it's shatachak tzarech gadol, then the place can be makel b'makelim tzarech. What time is it? I guess it's start to sugya Tabas and half time to finish up now, but the Pesach Teshuva has all Richas Minigaya, this whole sugya of Tabas, which gets us into the sugya of temporary fillings, braces, and etc. So the Zichin Yosef says that the reason why, a Tabas is considered a Chatzitza, why is it considered a Chatzitza? Is because being that you take it off the Sash Lisha. Being they take up a shashlisha, that's going to be considered a chatzitza. So from there we see anything which a person is going to take off. So then the halacha is that anything which a person takes off, then the halacha is that it's going to be considered a chatzitza. My saying is something which a person keeps there for a long time. Lav dafka that we can see. The whole case of Zichin Yosef is something which is lisha, which sometimes comes up all the time. Mashing is something which doesn't come up all the time. Lamaisa, that would not be considered a chatzitza. Okay, I think we're getting page.